Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sit down, buckle up. Grab some coffee. It's time for another Morning Mindset podcast. And today we're going to talk about passion. And specifically, I'm going to talk about one person who I've encountered, and I don't know this person personally. I've just seen his story and I've watched him. And that's Mick Foley, Michael Francis Foley. You may know him as Mankind or as Cactus Jack or just as Mick Foley. I guess it was 5-6 years ago or so. My son, Zachary, is a big WWE wrestling fan, WWF, WWE. He's been following wrestling since he was a little kid. He somehow, I don't know how it was because I wasn't a wrestling fan. I guess maybe my wife introduced him. He became a wrestling fan when he was in elementary school. And he always tried to get me into it. Now, I was one of those guys, like most Americans, that I knew the big name wrestlers. Like, I knew about Hulk Hogan from the time that I was young. I knew who Hogan was. I knew who Andre the Giant was. I knew about Randy Savage, step into a Slim Jim, you know, all that stuff. I knew who The Rock was because The Rock was obviously a breakout star. I knew what he was cooking. I could smell what he was cooking and all that jazz. But Zach tried to convince me for a long time, to get into wrestling and appreciate wrestling. And it wasn't until he actually showed me a video. He showed me a YouTube video, and it was titled "Wrestling Is Not Wrestling, and Here's Why" or something like that. And basically, it broke it down. It broke the whole wrestling world game, you know, modern world of professional wrestling down. And I consented. I'm like, all right, son, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch some wrestling with you. So that was, I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe a little more. But my point is this. I've gotten to know some of the personalities by paying attention and watching, and I've actually gotten to meet a couple of them in person. I got to meet Brock Lesnar a few years ago, and I got to meet the current champion, Braun Strowman. I've met him a couple of times, and he's a super nice guy. Braun Strowman's a super nice guy. Good-humored guy. It doesn't take himself too seriously in public, you know. And another guy who I would like to meet if I ever had the chance is Mick Foley. Now, the reason I'm talking about Mick Foley and passion is because if you follow his story, he's an author. He has several books that are available right now. If I follow the wrestling game, and what you can see in wrestling is there are some people that do it because they're a naturally gifted athlete and they were doing other things. You know, they were playing football and then they blew out their knee or they had a back injury or something like that, and they couldn't play football anymore. Generally, the ex football players who become wrestlers are now wrestlers because of knee injuries or ankle injuries or something like that. So they couldn't make the cut to be a professional football player anymore, but they're still really big, muscular, athletic, imposing guys, right? So they just kind of transition over to the wrestling world, and that's great. Some people in our modern era started out as professional fighters, especially MMA fighters. You know, they're cage fighters. They worked for UFC or what have you, and then they get to the point in their career where, and it happens to everybody, where there are now younger, faster, stronger people than them, and they can no longer be the champ because now they're older and there's a younger, faster, stronger guy who's going to take their title away from them. But when we say older, they might be in their 30s, you know, or pushing 40, and they're still large, athletic, and people know their name. So they just kind of transition over from that one into the wrestling world. But it's a business move. A lot of these things are their career business moves. They make financial sense. They make career sense. They can capitalize on their notoriety or their strength or their size by becoming wrestlers. And they look like it. Like The Rock looks like a wrestler because he's big, strong, you know, he's got that big upper chest, you know. Bill Goldberg, same thing. Bill Goldberg is, you know, he looks like a big, mean wrestler. Mick Foley doesn't. Mick Foley's a big guy, don't get me wrong. He's like 6'2" and you know, way over 200 pounds. He's a big dude. But if you saw Foley standing in line at a grocery store, you wouldn't think that dude's a professional wrestler. Now, if you saw somebody like, you know, Dwayne Johnson or Bill Goldberg or, you know, Brock Lesnar standing in a grocery store line, you'd be like, oh, that guy's, he's probably a football player, or he's a wrestler. He does something athletic. If you follow the Mick Foley story, Mick Foley is one of the best wrestlers, not because he looks like a chiseled Adonis, like a Rock or a Goldberg. He was one of the best wrestlers in WWE and F. I know there was a lawsuit and all that, but whatever. Vince McMahon's company. Because of his passion for the game. His passion for the business. He had, and that's why I believe, personally, you know, I believe that Mick Foley was such a success at what he did for the company and how he created a legacy for himself was because of the passion that he had for the business. Mick Foley was injured many times. He was seriously injured many times in the ring doing the work, and he did a lot of stuff that if you look back at it and you look at it today, you're like, no, nobody would be allowed to do that today. They wouldn't let people take those kind of risks today that he took back then, you know, 15, 20 years ago. They wouldn't let people take those risks today because it's just too dangerous. But Foley took those risks. He did it on purpose, knowing what he was doing, because he had a total and complete passion for the business. And you could see that. When you look through the lens of the outsider, and you're watching and you're listening to, you know, what Foley says about the business, when you watch what he did it because it was, well, it made good financial sense to transition from this, you know, this position, you know, this career or whatever over here. And the thing is, if he was just doing it for financial gain or as a job, he probably would have quit after the first couple of big injuries and done something else. But he kept going. Now, he's retired, and the doctors have been like, no, you're not taking any more bumps. No, you're not going into the ring anymore. And I'm sure his wife appreciates it, and his kids. And they're like, you're all done banging around and falling off of stuff and what have you. We need you to stay around. You know, keep some of the teeth still in your mouth. You know, Mick Foley is missing a part of his ear. If you guys don't know that, he actually is missing a part of his ear. He's missing several teeth, and he lost all those in the ring because he had that kind of passion for it. Now, am I telling you that if you want to be a success in your career and your personal life, that you have to knock your teeth out and you have to, you know, lose part of your ear and get debilitating injuries. No, I'm not telling you that at all. But I'm telling you that if you're looking for an example of someone who is extremely passionate about what it is that they do or that they did or their career, Mick Foley is a good place to look. I think his first book was Have a Nice Day, The Story of Mankind. I could look that up real quick for you guys on my phone. Mick Foley has a Twitter account, and it's pretty entertaining. Some of these guys, you know, all of them have Twitter accounts because they have to, because they're personalities, you know, and personalities have to have Twitter accounts. Yeah, Mankind, Have a Nice Day by Mick Foley was written in 1999. So 21 years ago, Foley released his first book. Then he did and Foley's also a big Christmas junkie. He loves Christmas. That's one of his passions is Christmas. If you don't know about Mick Foley, he dresses up as Santa Claus every single year because that's one of his things. But ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to talk about passion today and about having just a genuine desire and a drive to participate and do what it is you do. Some people in their career fields, they're just there for the money. It made good financial sense. I took the advice of these people and I got into this career field so that I could make some money or this or whatever, so I could get a 401k and a retirement plan and what have you. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, people have to have money. People have to feed their kids. But if you want to have a career, if you want to have a lifelong pursuit, if you're going to engage in a lifelong pursuit, you got to have passion for it. It's got to be something that you just, regardless of the money. And I guess when it comes down to passion, would you do that whether or not you were making $1 million or $100,000 or $10,000 or whatever? Do you do it because it's something that you love? Do you have a genuine desire to do that regardless of the money? Because if you do what you do well and people appreciate what you do, eventually the money will come, sometimes slower than you might want. But passion is something that you need to have. And if you're looking for examples, there's a lot of examples out there. And one of the examples is a gentleman named Michael Francis Foley. You might know him as Mankind or Mick Foley. Just another example there. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being a part of the Morning Mindset audience. And I am your host, Paul Markle. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.